I want to share a story with you now that might take a second to set up. Many are already familiar with one of the most iconic photos in American history. It was taken on May 4th, 51 years ago. Yes, May 4th has become Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. But for many of us, it will always be the day that armed National Guardsmen were called to confront unarmed college students at a peaceful anti-Vietnam War protest at Kent State University in Ohio. And over 13 seconds, they fired 67 shots, grievously injuring 9 students, killing 4, including Jeffrey Miller. And kneeling over him in that photograph that's been called the Kent State Pietà, a 14-year-old runaway named Marianne Vecchio, her arms extended in anguish. We'll post the picture at hereandnow.org. But today, we have an update of sorts from Jeffrey Miller's older brother, Russ. Now, he can't get away from that Pietà photo that freezes his brother in time. But is it possible a new photo might bring some joy to those of us who knew Jeff? Yes, full disclosure, Jeff Miller was my brother John's best friend. His mother, Mrs. Miller, Elaine, was our indomitable high school secretary at John F. Kennedy High School in Plainview, Long Island, New York. Russ Miller, your mom, who passed recently, was a force of nature, was she not?
I have to agree with you. I'm very proud of my mom.
Yeah. When Jeffrey was killed, what a shock for all of you. I just can't imagine seeing, you know, a loved one, as Neil Young wrote in that song, Four Dead in Ohio, what if you knew her lying dead on the ground and you knew him?
You know, my brother and I were very, very close. And, you know, some people have never recovered from that day. Mm-hmm. Others, my mom especially, and I like to think myself, are positive people, and you find ways through it. It's as if, you know, somebody has stolen something from you. You know, you wonder what could have been. You know, who would Jeff have become? All those things would just be question marks. You know, it's when he was just trying to figure out what to make out of his life.
Yeah. There were three others on the cusp of becoming what they would become: Alison Krauss, Sandy Scheuer, William Schroeder. History looks on that picture with sympathy now. It's widely considered, you know, a warning about the foolishness of turning an armed force on unarmed citizens, on people's children. But as you know, Russ, at that time, there had been some unrest. An ROTC building downtown was burned. Now, later investigations, a government commission determined that the firing on students was completely unwarranted. And we'll link you to videos that show you what was going on. It was relatively tame when shots rang out. Yet, as you know, polls showed a huge swath of Americans blamed the students for their own deaths. Richard Nixon called them bums.
I'll tell you something that I don't think you've ever heard before, and that was that my own father did. My own father reacted just the way I would hope nobody would react. And I remember my mom received a lot of hate mail. A lot of people, you know, said stuff like Jeff deserved it, you know, and so it was really quite the shock.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, that split there between your parents, and it represented the split in so many families. It tore the country apart. It tore the country apart.
Most of the people were, it was totally positive. We knew who Jeff was. He was very intelligent. he even skipped a grade early on. He was just a nice kid. You know, we just, we ended up looking for the good in this whole thing. And there was a lot of good because it did signal a turning point for the country in that war. And that counts for a lot. So that's what we grab onto.
Well, and you also grab on to other members of the community that gets formed, all the other families. A center was built at Kent. And 8 years ago, Sandy Scheuer, as we mentioned, one of those killed. I'd always thought she was just going to class, but her roommate, Janice Reinstein Stone, surfaces to say that she'd actually invited Sandy to go to the rally to meet up with Jeff. Because what? What did you learn in 2007?
Until then, I had no idea that Jeff and Sandy were connected in any way. Okay, I knew that they were in different places when they were shot. So it turns out that that Janice, well, first of all, she has this painting that it turns out that Jeff and Sandy had painted together maybe 2 weeks before the shootings.
Wow.
And, you know, again, I didn't even know that they knew each other. Well, it turns out that they knew each other very well. In fact, they were actually dating one another at that time. And then however many years later, Janice is looking at that painting in her house and realizing that somebody needs to be aware that this painting exists. So she brings it to the attention of Kent State. And it ends up, I think right now it's in the library at Kent State. I remember one year I was sitting at one of the memorial gatherings on 1 May 4th with Sandy Scheuer's sister, Audrey. And we had both just heard about this at the same time. And we were laughing about how, isn't it crazy that the two of them knew one another, and they were actually both in a very happy place at that point in time. And so it is so nice to know that he had met somebody, and who knows where it would have gone, but you know, sometimes I even feel guilty. You know, you lose someone to an illness or a car accident, and it's really just as sad, and you miss the person just as much. But with Jeff, even 50 years later, people still remember. You know, every year somebody comes up to me and says, you know, oh, I just heard, I feel so sorry for you, and that was your brother in the picture? As I said before, I almost feel guilty sometimes because everybody remembers that, and so many people lose family members, and nobody knows.
Oh, well, don't feel guilty, because I'm glad that you're hearing the impact that this photo has on other people. And that brings us to Denise Liddon, who contacted you just after this past anniversary. She is there. And Denise, are you in Cleveland, Ohio?
Just an hour away from Cleveland, Geneva on the Lake, Ohio.
You wrote Russ a letter after this past year's anniversary, just last week, about being on your way home from Cleveland. As a 17-year-old in 1970, you had gone to a concert with a girlfriend. I love this detail. You were both dating guys in the band The Damnation of Adam Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And you were on your way back, and you got lost. Then what happened?
Well, I was only 17, and we saw this cute kid hitchhiking. You know, back then, pretty much everybody did it. So we picked up this cute kid, and he got in the back seat of my 62 Chevy Biscayne. And we were showing him some photo albums. We always took pictures wherever we went. And so my girlfriend picked up my camera, my girlfriend Patty Hadley Hines, and she took a photo of him sitting in our back seat. That's why he's looking down. He's looking at these photos. And we took him to Kent. He was going to Kent. And so we were happy to take him, knowing our way home from there. And then the shootings happened just after that. And, you know, it was just, it's what everybody was talking about. And it wasn't until after a couple months that it dawned on us that that young man had told us his name was Jeff Miller.
Wow.
And we were like, is that the same guy? But we never really knew for sure. And we had this picture, and many May 4th, I would share it with whoever would be around at the time. But I never knew positively it was him. Always thought in the back of my mind, I should contact someone and see if maybe his mother would like this picture if it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, he said, Denise, you have got to get a hold of the Kent State Archives. And so I thought, well, let me see for sure if it's him. And immediately they responded and said, yes, it is definitely Jeff Miller. So it may have been his last picture that anyone had taken. His hair was long and he was so sweet, just sitting in the back of the car, just laid back. And so then they contacted Russ.
Russ, I'm looking at this picture.
Well, I'm looking at it now also because I have it framed and I have it in my family room. And when I have breakfast in the morning, I'm facing it.
Oh.
And it is such a great picture because, you know, my dad was a photographer, professional photographer. Yet, like the classic cliche, you know, you don't have any pictures in a family where your dad's a photographer. But this picture that Denise came up with is exactly who Jeff was. And it is so comforting and so makes me smile every time I look at it. That's exactly who he was, and I didn't have any pictures that actually did, that actually showed that. How wonderful that here we are 51 years later, and something brand new pops up.
It just blesses my heart that it's touched him so gravely because it's just I never imagined that it would have that kind of, you know, impact, and makes me feel so good.
Well, and Russ, this probably is the last photograph ever taken of Jeff.
It is absolutely the last photo, as far as I can tell as well.
Yeah.
Just a young man hitchhiking his way around and enjoying life.
And I've got to meet, I have a new friend. And Denise, I feel like I've found a new friend. So that's also a very good thing.
We are good friends now, Russ. Thank you.
Yeah. Denise Litton, Russ Miller, I want to thank you both so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.
I hope to see you, Russ, at the next May 4th dedication.
Well, I'll be there. In fact, you might see me sooner because I have plans to be driving across to Milwaukee in August. And you never
know.
That
would be great. I would look forward to that. Bye-bye.